931. It's time for our weekly chat with our staff medical advisor from South Strand Internist. Every week we talk with either Dr. Vandergriff or today Dr. Brian Adler about various health concerns. Today we're going to be talking about muscle cramps, and an interesting topic for me. Just a couple of weeks ago, I had my first bout with back spasms, which was not a fun thing, and I learned a little bit more about that. We're going to talk more about cramps all over your body. Good morning, Dr. Adler.
Good morning, Jim.
You tell me, this is quite something you see quite often, maybe a little bit more in the summertime because of the heat, but it's a year-round problem, very common. And as much as it occurs, you don't hear folks talking about it a lot. I know it's not one of the headline-making medical conditions, but it can be very painful because we've all, if you haven't ever had a muscle cramp, a real cramp, that's some significant pain. What causes muscle cramps? Is it different on different parts of your body? Your back compared to, like, your legs, for example?
Yeah, honestly, we really don't know for most cases. I'd say one of the more common complaints that I hear in my senior population are leg cramps at night. People wake up in the middle of the night with awful cramps, usually in their calf. Very, very uncomfortable. It can last for, 10 or 15 minutes. They have to get up and try to walk around. Sometimes even after the cramp, they're sore for several days because the muscle is so tender from cramping. So the nighttime cramping is the most common thing. I also have people come in pretty regularly that have cramping during the day, and it could be anywhere. Their forearms, their arms, their legs and thighs, they have cramping pretty much throughout the day. It can be very disabling, and it's not uncommon. There are some things that can contribute or cause it, and we go through a fairly lengthy investigation to be sure that it's not related to medications or related to something abnormal in the blood. And we go through a various series of testing to look for causes, but it's very, very disabling and uncomfortable for people.
Yeah, it certainly is. When I was growing up, for example, you mentioned cramps in your legs. That we called them Charlie horses. I guess that's the same thing that we're talking about in the vernacular. But it can be very painful, even though you can stretch it out and hopefully get it over with. Like you said, you can still feel it for a couple of days. You also mentioned something about the blood, and I find that very interesting. It seems like I remember at some point in my life reading about not having enough sodium in your blood or something like that could possibly be a cause. And I remember at football practice back in the 70s, they wanted you to take those salt pills and that kind of thing. Is that related and linked at all? Is that just old wives' tales?
No, there is truth to that. And again, there's a fine balance in the bloodstream that requires the various minerals, which includes sodium and calcium and potassium and magnesium, amongst other minerals, that really have to be in proper balance in your system. If any of those are deficient or low, it can cause muscle cramping both day or night or both. A variety of things can affect that. So many people who take cholesterol medicine, that's a very common side effect, are muscle cramps. Again, they could get them day or night. So often, people who are taking the so-called statin drugs, which, again, so many people are taking these days for high cholesterol, that's a very frequent offender for muscle cramps. There are a variety of other drugs that can affect the minerals and the way the muscle functions. And again, even the drugs that so many people are taking nowadays, such as stomach medication, Zantac and Prilosec and all these different things for reflux and stomach and indigestion, also can have an effect on your absorption of these minerals. So again, that's another frequent cause we're seeing for people who are taking some of these medicines on a daily basis.
Interesting. I do recall back when I was having some acid reflux problems before I got my diet in better shape, waking up at night and having those leg cramps, and bad enough that you have to get up and walk out and stretch it out. And I find it odd. Nighttime cramps, you're in bed, you think your body is relaxing. What triggers a cramp while you're sleeping?
Well, we're not sure, but I think what happens during sleep is we go through phases in our sleep pattern where all of our muscles just go into a complete relaxed state. All the muscles are very, very relaxed. And then as we go through the sleep cycle, we actually kind of are semi-awake in the sense that all of a sudden our bodies will sort of jump back to life and quickly our limbs will move. And I think going from that very, very relaxed state to all of a sudden your body is kind of triggered to move can trigger this reaction of the muscle. It's sort of an overreaction where the muscle overreacts and then just cramps, and the muscle will spasm. It will not, and it can persist, you know, for minutes or longer before that muscle again begins to relax.
It's so interesting, really fascinating. Now, I'm sure everybody at some point has had some kind of a cramp. It must be pretty bad to go to the doctor, and I'm assuming that most of these cases, when they're coming in to see you, Dr. Adler, that it's not something where I've been having this cramp in my leg every day for 4 days now. It doesn't really happen like that, does it? Isn't it kind of more of an isolated event?
Well, again, many folks who are coming in have been having it for a while. It's progressive. Most people will get a leg cramp here and there. That's normal. But many that I see come in are having it almost on a daily basis.
Wow.
Very disabling, very uncomfortable. And again, with these individuals, we really have to take a careful history of medicines that they're taking. We do some routine blood to be sure, again, there's not an underlying imbalance with any of the minerals or other blood elements such as thyroid and different things that can affect muscle function. And often, you know, if we can find the source of the culprit, obviously, often it's as simple as just taking somebody off a medication. It's as simple as that. I've seen, again, many people improve just by coming off of their cholesterol medicine and getting on an alternative medicine, and the symptoms will often go away. For other individuals, it's a little more complicated. We sometimes do find that they have some abnormality with calcium levels or magnesium levels, and that has to be addressed. And again, there's other conditions that can affect the muscles. One other common thing we see, particularly for people who are having frequent cramping during the day, are people who are fairly anxious and they hyperventilate, and some people don't realize they're doing it, but they do have a breathing pattern that they hyperventilate, and as a result of that, they're blowing out too much carbon dioxide when they breathe fast and rapidly. And when the carbon dioxide levels in the body go too low, it triggers a cramping effect. So some people do have an underlying hyperventilation problem, which again is more underlying anxiety. So that issue sometimes, of course, has to be addressed.
Who would have thought that a simple cramp could have so much behind it? So let's go do it this way. 2 weeks ago, when I was get hit by these back spasms, I immediately go on the internet, and I love the joke about folks who say they go on the internet and Google their symptoms and find out, yes, I'm going to be dying in 2 or 3 days. And people always, and I do, I've done it too. You always assume the worst. But I'm asking all my friends, what do I do? This is really, really painful. And I get so many different things. Some people say stretching. It's hard to stretch your back, I guess. Some people were saying massage. Some people were saying drink lots of water. What is the best thing? If it's not a chronic thing where I'm having to go to the doctor because it keeps reoccurring, what's the best way to deal with a cramp? And does it differ based on where on your body the cramp is?
Well, again, if you're talking about isolated events where people get a severe leg cramp, the best thing they could do when the cramp starts is to try to get up out of bed and to try to walk and stretch the calf out, because the muscle is an intense spasm, and stretching the muscle is the best way to try to get it to relax. When it's happening, most people are writhing around in pain in bed, and they don't want to get up. But the best thing they really can do is just get up, get out of bed. Even if they just stand and stretch and put their foot on the ground, I think that will work to relieve the spasm much quicker. For people who work outdoors, they're out in the heat, they're out golfing. Again, I think so many people now are on salt restriction because they have high blood pressure, that many people are salt deprived. So again, I wouldn't tell people to do this without checking with their doctors, but some people do have to liberate their salt intake. And again, many times it's not just drinking water, but drinking something that has minerals, things like Gatorade and some of these energy drinks that have minerals in it, can be very effective in replenishing and getting the salt and magnesium levels back up in the system. So many times just making sure you get the right mineral fluid intake is also important. For people that have frequent leg cramps for no other known cause, and that's when we rule out other things in the blood, some easy remedies for some people that can be very effective is using quinine. Quinine is an old drug. It's been around for many, many years, and it's in tonic water. So buying tonic water like Schweppes or any other tonic water, some people will drink a glass or a bottle of tonic water before they go to bed, and often that will eliminate the cramps. So there are some home remedies that can be very effective, and these are the kind of things people might want to try initially to see if it makes a difference. Obviously, if it doesn't and the problems persist, then they should sit down with their provider and really look for possible other causes and medication review and find, you know, what other things that can be done to fix or remedy the problem.
That medication related to the cramping, very interesting to me. So, folks, talk to your healthcare provider about it. And remember, if you don't have a healthcare provider, you can always call South Strand Internist, Glens Bay Road in Surfside Beach. Their phone number, 843-650-4006.